The acronym actually means conquerors of negative, vicious intent, concentrating towards succeeding. And pretty much how we came up with that, the founder, he was really stuck on the name Convicts. He wanted this name Convicts, and we went back and forth, because all of our members, most of our members were professionals. We have bankers, we have military, we have retired military, and they were kind of like, I don't know, you know, the family, we want to be a part of this family because we all knew each other, but we don't want that name on our back. And it became a challenge to see if we can overturn the name, if we could put the name in the community and make it mean something good. And that's how we came up with the acronym. And so most of our members are either retired military, bankers, realtors, myself, I'm the executive director of Comfort Hands, which is an elderly, it's a PCA company, personal care. So we have everything in here. And we actually have a handful of felons also.
So how did the group get together? How did you get together with the bankers yourself, realtors?
What we were doing, we are all, most of the members, not all, but most of the members are from Las Vegas, Nevada. And so we knew each other growing up. And we had we communicated and so forth and so on. And we just brought to them, you know, we want to start a bike club. We want to do this on bikes. And myself, I was already riding bikes. And, riding is a beautiful thing. You have to ride one day. Riding is such a beautiful thing. And we just projected that out into the community. And we also let them know that our primary goal was to give back to 89030-89106. And so we started the club to make sure that kids had back to school backpacks, school supplies, shoes. In the wintertime, we have coat drives. We want them to have coats to go to school, because we know that we specifically know it's difficult to go to school when you're hungry and when you're cold and when you don't look like the rest of the kids. It's very difficult to learn. And we want to primarily come back in, and we have Christmas drives, Thanksgiving, we put turkeys together, we give to families, and we feed the homeless. We have another division of ourselves called the Convicted Angels. They're a social club. They're like our little sisters. And so we kind of depend on them to set up the things with the homeless and the things down at the Shade Tree and with Salvation Army and Opportunity Village. One of our members, she's actually, I don't know exactly what she does, but she works for Opportunity Village. And I mean, there's a lot for us to do. And as much as we want to help, we can.
Why do you keep this a secret?
We don't.
Why don't I know about it?
I have no idea. I believe that because of our name, the people that know us, they know us, but the people that don't know us, they don't even want to get to know us. But once you get to know us, we're infectious. You know, you can't help but to come around. You can't help but to involve yourself in what we're doing, because the only thing that we do is give back to the community. And we ride our bikes for fun. So we take trips.
Where do you go?
Well, we have three mandatory trips a year. Which are, the first one, we go to Arizona, and we go out there we go visit with another bike club. They have an annual every year, and it's always at the same time every year. So we'll schedule three different ones every year. This year, we went to Arizona first, and then California, and then Arizona again, I believe. And next year, you know, we'll vote on where the club wants to go, because we want to support different clubs that are doing positive things. We don't support outlaw clubs. That is nowhere near anything that we do. Our name kind of puts us in the same bubble as Outlaw Club, but we've had meetings with the chief of police. We've had meetings with the captains. We've had meetings with the commissioners, and they know what we do. We have their direct numbers, so we can call them, because in the beginning we were being harassed because of our names. Now, once they pull us over and they do a field investigation and they see, hey, these are the good guys, that they, you know, pretty much let us go about our business. But we wanted to get rid of even that, you know, let us break the law, and then we'll answer accordingly. But if it, you know, we don't break the law. We're all adults. I think the youngest person in our club, the youngest person was myself, and I'm 39. But I believe we have one or two that are around 35, 36.
When was the club organized?
2007. July of 2007 was our inception, By February of 2008, we had maybe 25, 30 members. And most of our club, because, you know, in the beginning, you know, you have the growing pains. So we were growing and we were learning, and we were learning how serious this was, this game that we were playing. We thought it was a game, but it was a little more serious. And it kind of took over our lives. It enveloped us, and we became motorcyclists.